President Bush traveled to Miami today, marking the 100th anniversary of Cuban Independence Day by restating his hardline policy against the regime of Cuban President Fidel Castro. The American president said that the 40-year-old embargo against Cuba would remain in place until Castro freed political prisoners, held free elections, and adopted a list of other political reforms.
The goal of our policy towards Cuba is not a permanent embargo on Cuba's economy. Our goal is freedom for Cuba's people. Full normalization of relations with Cuba, diplomatic recognition, open trade, and a robust aid program will only be possible when Cuba has a new government that is fully democratic, when the rule of law is respected, and when the human rights of all Cubans are protected.
President Bush said he would support steps toward democracy with such concessions as direct mail service to the island and access to humanitarian aid from religious organizations. But he said he would veto any effort by the U.S. Congress to lift trade restrictions.
Under this new initiative for a new Cuba, the United States recognizes that freedom sometimes grows step by step, and we will encourage those steps. You need to know that I feel so strongly about freedom. I mean, the current of history runs toward freedom. Eventually, it's not going to be denied, and our plan is to accelerate freedom in Cuba in every way possible.
President Bush speaking in Miami today, on hand for the big Independence Day festival in the James L. Knight Auditorium in downtown Miami, is NPR's Philip Davis. He joins us. Hello, Philip.
Hello.
We've just heard some excerpts from the president's speech. What else did he have to say this afternoon?
Well, the president really had a laundry list of things he wanted the Cuban government to do in order to lift economic sanctions. He wanted the Cuban government to give opposition candidates the freedom to organize and assemble. He wanted them to open up the airwaves so that the opposition parties can get their message out to the people for these elections next year. He even wanted the government to release all political prisoners so they could participate in the upcoming elections. And he wanted to allow international observers to come and monitor the elections to make sure that they're free and fair. So there are a lot of things he wanted the Cuban government to do before he lifts the 40-year-old embargo against Cuba.
Tell us a little bit about the language, his language and his demeanor. Did he address Mr. Castro directly?
He did. He challenged Mr. Castro directly to have free and fair elections. He challenged Castro to show that he's unafraid to have one free and fair election in the 40-some-odd years that he's been in power. He used words like tyrant, and he talked about the Cuban government in terms of cronyism. It was very blunt language that he used in describing the Castro regime, and he said that it came from his heart. He said that he felt very, very strongly from the heart about having freedom and liberty in Cuba.
Thousands of people turned out in that convention hall today. Did they hear what they came to hear, or did they expect to hear something else?
They pretty much got what they wanted to hear. It's been a long time since the president came out so bluntly and supported their positions. As you can see, the list of things that the president wants the Cuban government to do is so long that most people that I talked to afterwards said none of this is really going to happen until Fidel Castro steps down. And when the president said in no uncertain terms that he was going to continue the embargo until these conditions were met, that got the biggest applause of the whole afternoon. So all in all, I think people here, and this was mainly a Cuban-American exile and mainly Republican crowd, they got what they wanted.
All big supporters. So tell us what else is on the president's program in Florida this evening. Other events scheduled?
Well, this is going to be a political day for the president and for his brother, Jeb Bush, who was sitting on the stage with him. Jeb gave a speech, a very crowd-pleasing speech in Spanish. Both Bush brothers are now heading toward the home of a wealthy real estate developer in Miami, where they're going for a $25,000 a plate fundraising dinner that will go to benefit the Florida Republican Party. This is going to go a long way toward helping solidify Jeb Bush's support among the Cuban-American populace here in Miami. He's starting his re-election campaign, and Cuban-American support is critical to his chances here in South Florida.
Philip, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.
NPR's Philip Davis in Miami.